Standing Zone. I'm Steve Gura. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless, in pursuit of the truth, and here to tell it to you straight. Somebody's got to do it, right? So I'm the guy. I'll take that mantle. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Tesla shares could skyrocket in the next year as China moves into the market to buy vehicles, and it could mean another big boost for Elon Musk. Number two, millions of kids are out of school, not just here, but as many as 25 million around the world as governments continue to mismanage with the pandemic and make all the wrong moves. Number three, the rise of the pandemic is one of the defining periods of your life. Make no mistake, and mine, this is one of the most defining periods of your life and mine and everybody that's living through it. The question now is, will it be the single most important period in history for decades or even centuries to come? You have to wonder. We have never overreacted this way to a worldwide pandemic. Not in the last couple of hundred years, anyway. And to see so many countries all over the world do exactly the same thing is remarkable and frightening at the same time. I mean, a cursory review of history would tell you that in 1918, 1919, and 1920, the world didn't shut down for the Spanish flu or the Singapore flu in 1957 or the Hong Kong flu in 1968, and they exited the scene far faster than we have, which continues to drive the question, has government action and reaction contributed to the devastating outcomes for so many? You know the answer. Of course it has. I mean, if not for all the virtual learning that was rammed down the throats of American students and parents, we wouldn't have lost 2 years of education for some kids, at least a year for others. We wouldn't have the dropout rates that we have for so many that have left school never to come back. And they'll enter a life of crime or devastation or drug use or worse, they'll just die out there. I mean, that's worse, right? The fact of the matter is America was an outlier when it came to keeping schools closed, because the politicians were beholden to teachers' unions, big teachers' unions, like the American Federation of Teachers and Randy Weingarten. And instead of doing the right thing and putting kids back in the classroom, they fled from it. Devastating outcomes for so many. The headlines, as we have been discussing for a long time now, are enough to drive people insane. And I actually mean for real, drive people insane. So where do we dig in this hour? Well, we talked about elder abuse. And I want you to be aware of that. I want you to be aware of the elder abuse that's out there, because those that are in long-term care facilities or even in the care of their own families are vulnerable. And this all flies in the face, and I'm going to keep playing this and playing this and playing this to drive this home. Because the promises were made over and over and over again that Joe Biden, he was the guy. The problem is there's no energy out of the White House. There's no perceived leadership out of the White House. There's no strength in the White House. None. It's weak. But listen to this.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus,
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Well, that didn't happen, as you well know. And by the way, the latest polling numbers continue to show Joe Biden floundering in the high 30s to low 40s. That's as good as it gets around here. Whether it's the Economist YouGov poll, Politico, Rasmussen, doesn't matter. Trafalgar, they're all putting him in the same place, which is a terrible place. I've never seen a president lose the faith of the American people so fast, neither have you. And hopefully we never do again. Hopefully we never see this kind of failure again. In February of this year, President Biden predicted an end to all of this by Christmas. Well, that didn't happen either. Now, did it? I mean, he kept promising and making promises that he could not keep. And now, of course, he says, well, it's not a federal problem. But listen, here it is.
By next Christmas, I think we'll be in a very different circumstance, God willing, than we are today. I think a year from now, when it's 22 below zero here, a year from now, I think that there'll be significantly fewer people having to be socially distanced, have to wear a mask.
Now, one of the biggest fear mongers is Dr. Peter Hotz, this guy from the University of Minnesota. This guy is the massive fearmonger. Continues to spread the gospel of be afraid. Be very afraid. And he's out there all the time. He's one of these guys that beats the drum of we must have mandates and lockdowns and quarantines and da-da-da-da. Completely oblivious to the damage we have done to young people and old people alike and everything in between. Listen.
First of all, if you've only gotten two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, even though that officially counts as fully vaccinated, we know that its impact on breakthrough symptomatic illness is close to zero, not much better. Better for serious illness, but you still need to get boosted, I think, if you want to travel safely. And even if you're boosted, you have to face the possibility that you could get symptomatic breakthrough illness going through airports.
Well, here I am. I got boosted. I got boosted by catching the virus. As I sit here, positive today. I'm tired, got a bad cough. Oftentimes when those bits of sound are playing, I turn my mic down and cough my brains out. If only you had a camera that you could see behind the scenes, then you'd know what was going on, really. Anyhow, America's favorite pretend doctor, Tony Fauci, who might as well be on the payroll of MSNBC, CNN, and the other left-wing outlets as he pushes propaganda over and over, had this to say.
I have been telling people consistently that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you have a family setting in the home with family and relatives, but when you're talking about a New Year's Eve party, we have 30, 40, 50 people celebrating, you do not know the status of their vaccination. I would recommend strongly stay away from that this year. There will be other years to do that, but not this year.
Well, there'll be plenty of years to do that, unless, of course, the government shutdowns kill you or force your grandparents to be in a nursing home, sheltered and alone. You know, that's the whole thing, isolated and alone. You know, and we were talking about elder abuse in the last hour. And I keep digging through all of this. And the number of cases of theft, of physical abuse, the beatings of elderly patients because people are angry. You know, and then you've got these folks that get let out because, well, there's bail reform. They just stole just a property crime. A property crime against an 86-year-old woman. No big deal. Johnny's a nice guy. He just stole a few hundred dollars from an 86-year-old woman. I mean, who thinks this is a good idea? That's terrible. All of these Soros prosecutors should be tossed out on their heads. Boom. Get rid of these far leftist prosecutors. Put law and order back where it belongs. Oh, and by the way, if you missed it, the number of police officers killed in the line of duty, 2021 will be an all-time record. Not exactly the kind of record you want to send and set. And here it comes. Because of the undermining of law enforcement by far-left networks, commentators, and politicians, the police have been targeted more this year in America than at any time in my lifetime, bar none. Bar none. And you wonder why the police are leaving the job and record numbers? Well, don't wonder. It's because of the things that have been said to them, done to them, and the burdens that have been placed upon them. Well, when we come back, Dr. Tom Borelli will be here, good friend of mine from Newsmax and just a good guy in general. So don't go anywhere. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the Muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit GoMuskox.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth. The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGerber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message.